My, it's a beautiful world.
The effects of industrialization are among the top issues facing Mother Earth, and everyone must work together to ensure that we all enjoy a dignified life without destroying the planet that sustains us.
Where a man can still be free, or a woman if you are one.
We already do know that the impacts of climate change will be particularly severe in coastal cities, coastal zones where many of the world's settlements are located.
If we are to achieve sustainable development, then we have to make a concerted effort to protect the Earth and cauterize the damage being done to the biosphere.
And we are now capable of really doing incredible damage to the biosphere of the Earth, the ecological system of the Earth. The engines of our civilization are now filling that small space with global warming pollution, principally CO2.
With the world's population expected to increase to 7 billion next month, United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon says sustainable development is the world's top issue, and every country must work towards preserving the environment. Already, the Ministry of Housing, Environment and Water has increased its focus on protecting the environment, even as it continues to provide housing for a growing population. Housing Minister Dr. Horace Chang says the basic theme of the ministry is to implement sustainable development, with human habitat developing in sync with the natural environment.
Really, we need to ensure we maintain an environment that will sustain our life as we know it in a comfortable way. We need to ensure that the development also can ensure a minimum quality of life for the growing population. And in doing that, we have to have all stakeholders involved in the process. We have to protect the character of our environment, which is not only important for tourism, but for the very people who live here.
Oh, my, it's a beautiful world.
As the country moves towards sustainable development, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Jennifer Hibbert, says the provision of houses, potable water, and the preservation of the environment cannot be treated as distinct issues. She notes that Jamaica's burgeoning population increases the demand for housing and puts pressure on the environment and natural resources.
The growth of our cities in size and population means fewer plants and trees, increased carbon dioxide emissions, and a preponderance of heat-trapping structures and paved roads. These factors increase the annual mean temperatures in our urban settings and give rise to climate changes. Some of these changes already being experienced in the Caribbean region are changing rainfall patterns, including prolonged periods of drought, increased storm activity, and of course, severe flooding.
Human habitat has the greatest impact on the environment, as there are several accompanying factors. These include urbanization, industries, and transportation, which contribute to the creation of modern cities and alter the country's ecology and biosphere. So it's critical that all Jamaicans become sensitive to the implications of development. We must appreciate that as we pursue growth, this must be done with a sense of what is required to continue the process of sustainable development. But what are some of the specific problems that negatively impact Jamaica? And how can we join with the ministry to ensure that we accelerate our path to sustainable development? Manager of Public Education and Corporate Communication at the National Environment and Planning Agency, Natalie Ferron.
One thing Jamaicans can do is to reduce the amount of waste that you create and throw away. Reduce your food containers and other paper packaging or reuse them. And you can save and deliver your plastic containers, your newspapers, cardboard for recycling. You can package them up, keep them at home and deliver them to Protect the Environment Trust. Other simple things include turning off your lights when you're not using them, turning off your computers, using non-toxic cleaning products at home, unplug your mobile charger, replace plastic bags with reusable bags, plant a tree, dispose of all of your garbage in receptacles, don't throw them in the bush on the way to the country, on the street side.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green.
The United Nations has selected the first Monday of October each year to be observed as World Habitat Day. The observance is meant for us to consider the state of our cities and towns and the basic right of all to adequate shelter. It also aims to remind the world of its collective responsibility for the future of the human habitat. The earth is precious. It is our only home. So let us strive to maintain a healthy environment through sustainable development.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.